Banks are under renewed scrutiny and have been told to provide proof that they are behaving ethically. On Monday, the Financial Markets Authority and the Reserve Bank directed the leading banks to provide documentary proof that their practices are clean. The step comes after a Royal Commission in Australia revealed widespread poor practice by banks. The Bankers Association represents New Zealand banks. Its chair is David McLean, and he joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Guy.
Do you think that there should be an inquiry into the New Zealand banks?
No, I don't think it's necessary, Guy.
Why?
Well, in New Zealand, we have very effective regulators. And as we've heard from Rob Everett, they've asked the banks to provide them evidence that there's no problem. And we're very willing to do that. But what we've seen so far in New Zealand is that there is no evidence of anywhere near the same level of problems as we saw in Australia. You know, you have to remember in Australia that the Banking Royal Commission was established after several years of revelations about wide-scale abuse of customers, really, in several different aspects of financial services. That just hasn't happened here.
The banks here are owned by their Australian parent companies, though, and they must share similar business practices and profit maximisation practices.
Look, we are owned by, four of the banks here are owned by an Australian company, but it's there are many differences. I mean, the major banks here have been operating in New Zealand for, you know, on average 150 years. We're all staffed by Kiwis. I'm a Kiwi. Our board has six of its seven board members Kiwis. The Reserve Bank requires that we have a majority of independent directors who are New Zealand residents on the boards, and that they're answerable to the Reserve Bank for the operations in New Zealand. All of our staff are Kiwis.
You've mentioned nationality. I've had a look at this morning, and let's just take one bank. One of the big banks. The CEO worked at NAB for several years, the Australian bank. The CFO spent 4 years with NAB. The director of retail and marketing spent several years at NAB. The chief risk officer is formerly of NAB. Another bank I looked at this morning, the CEO took up her position after a substantial career with the Commonwealth Bank of Australia. Now, I'm casting no aspersions on any of those people or any of those institutions. I have no information to do so. What I am saying is you have common ownership, it's a parent company, you have some business practices which are presumably similar, and you have staff in senior management positions, as you would expect, go back and forth across the Tasman. So with all that, you are asking me to believe that they share none of the problems.
Look, I'm asking you to believe that the culture here is very different, that we're embedded in the local communities in New Zealand, that we're staffed by Kiwis, and we operate in a way which complies with New Zealand laws, which are very different, regulatory regimes, which are very different, and customer expectations, which, again, differ in New Zealand. But I'm not asking you to believe it, Guy. What I'm saying is New Zealanders should be able to believe the regulators. We have very good and efficient regulators in New Zealand.
How would the regulators know? How would the regulators know if, for example, banks were taking fees from people who no longer lived on Earth and charging people for financial services that they didn't ask for, as was the case in Australia? How would a regulator actually know that?
Well, there's two ways they'd find out. First of all, people would complain, and we would see a level of complaints that showed there was some systemic issue. Or secondly, the regulators come in and have a look, and they would have spotted these things. But, as you know, the role of the Royal Commission in Australia for New Zealand, or the relevance of it to me, is that it's raised an important issue. And the regulators have said, and Rob Everett and Adrian all told us this on Monday, look, we don't think there's any evidence in New Zealand that would support a Royal Commission, which will be a huge waste of time and money. But they didn't say that, those are my words. But we need you, the banks, to give us the evidence that it's not happening.
How many banks settled under the Fair Play on Fees action?
I don't have the exact number. It would be three or four, but just remember that.
Well, hang on. No. There are four big... Hang on. How many banks settled under the Fair play on fees?
Go on, I don't know the exact number of banks that settled, but most of the majors did.
Okay, so most of the majors did. So three or four.
Let's
take this a bit further, because this is the kind of issue we're talking about. There was an action saying that fees were being charged, which were not fair, and banks settled and paid out money, didn't they?
Diane, can I just tell you a little bit more about the case? That was a case that was brought in New Zealand following a case that was brought in Australia. It was a class action in both countries. The case in Australia lost. In other words, it wasn't successful. In New Zealand, the class action litigants had a large number of legal fees to pay, and they said they were willing to continue until they got some settlement which would help them pay their legal fees, and various banks took decisions to pay them something, relatively modest amounts of money compared to what was claimed, in order to make the whole thing go away.
So you don't think there was an admission that fees had been charged unfairly?
Certainly not.
Have you ever heard or have had any reason to believe that there are unethical practices being carried out by the banks in New Zealand?
Look, there are, you know, there's nearly 5 million people here. There's millions of bank accounts because businesses have bank accounts as well. There are literally billions of transactions that go through the banking system every year. Things will occasionally go wrong. And you will no doubt, in the, you know, the texts you've already, emails you've already quoted, people will say something happened here, something happened there. What I would say is there's no evidence of any systemic abuse. I can't answer for other banks, but I can say that there's no evidence of anything. And if people have a problem, the ones who are texting you, you know, texted or emailed, the two that you read out earlier, contact the bank. If that doesn't work, contact the banking ombudsman. We've got a free scheme. There, you know, you can find them on the internet. If you're not happy with that, contact the FMA if you want to. I'm sure the FMA doesn't
Can I ask that question again? Have you ever heard of any unethical practices being perpetrated by the New Zealand banks? Do you know of any?
No, I don't. I know that occasionally human beings make mistakes, and there will occasionally be bank employees who, for example, commit frauds. I mean, this, unfortunately, is a fact of life. We're employing human beings. They have their flaws, and occasionally something happens. And certainly in our case at Westpac, when that happens, we deal with it very, very firmly.
Just finally...
There's no sign of any systemic evidence.
Okay. Just finally, in the end, in Australia, the banks voluntarily signed up for a commission. Why don't the banks here say, okay, let's open the doors, you know, the old thing. You say there's nothing wrong, let's have it.
Yeah, I mean, the banks voluntarily signed up, I think, at the last minute. I would say that in New Zealand, the analogy I draw, Guy, is that a Royal Commission is like a major court trial. It's like a criminal trial. It's absolutely massive. It costs the government millions, which I'm sure I'd rather have spent on health and education. But the point is, there's no evidence of a crime. So what we're saying is, let's not go straight to the trial. Let's ask the regulators to have a look. And that's what their job is. I think New Zealanders need to have a lot of confidence in the regulators here. The FMA and the Reserve Bank do a fantastic job. It's a smaller market. They're closer to the banks, perhaps, than in bigger markets. And we need to have a lot of confidence that the existing institutions and processes work.
Okay. Thanks very much for your time. Do appreciate it. That is the Bankers Association Chair, David McLean.